This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to those sessions, Sandy, right here on the show tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just truly being, you know, part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be. That's really what it should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or, you know, if you're one of those people that doesn't want the emails, maybe you prefer text messaging, I don't know. You can actually text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, if you want to be involved, engage, you want more information. Or if you go to the website, you can give me your email address, you give me the email address, and once a week I send out an email. Let's know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. And then that way there you can decide whether you want to listen or not. I wouldn't blame you if you don't. I'd like you to. But, you know, everybody's got their thing. You can only take so much of it. I was accused a couple times. I get an email once in a while from people who say, hey, why don't you give some solutions? Why are you always talking negative about this stuff? Well, first of all, you got to hear how bad it is. That's number one. When you're done with that, number two, once it gets under your skin enough to get you irritated enough, then you need to know how to fix it. But will you? Will you actually step out and make a difference? That's really the question. Well, that's my question anyway. You know, this Kimberly Klasick, I don't know if it's Klasick or whatever. I listened to her speech at Faith and Freedom. I kind of wanted to vote for her. If I could vote for her, I would. If I could vote, you know, it's just amazing to me. And here's a young, vibrant black woman who's been involved in her community. But to show you that the Dems are all about identity politics, they won't vote for her. They won't help her. They won't vote for her. And only, truly only, because she's a Republican, a conservative Republican. So when they say we need to help black women, we need to help them move forward, whatever the scenario is, right? But they don't really mean that. What they mean is we need to help a black male or a black woman, as long as they're a liberal Democrat and socialist on top of it. That's really the only reason or the only way we'll get involved. Right? I think this is hilarious. And they should be called out more for it. You women on the left that are truly about women, you keep talking about a woman deserves to be heard. Right? I mean, a woman, we should elect and or appoint more women to positions of authority. I'm with you. I'm on board with you. I'm good with all of that. But you don't really mean women. I wish you would identify it on the front end. You mean liberal women. You mean progressive liberal women. Come on, let's just be honest about it. It makes life easier for everybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I had a friend of mine call me from the Los Angeles area today. He's very, very, very concerned. This is why I say you got to pay attention. You got to look at the numbers. You got to pay attention. All right? And he's very concerned that the ballots in California that have been returned, they show 2-1 Republicans and Democrats. Right? Or Democrats or Republicans. And I said, okay, are you upset? Well, yeah, we're worried about it. What are you worried about? The registration in Los Angeles County is 2-1. It just means everybody's returning their ballots so far. But what we really need to do, really need to look at, is making sure the Republicans show up. Do not take it for granted the president's just going to win. Because people love him so much. It doesn't work that way. I mean, really? You really have to get involved. You really have to make sure that you get yourself to the poll and grab a neighbor. I'm not making fun. I'm not funning around. I'm dead serious. Grab a neighbor. Because a lot of these people don't know. You know, they get furious that they don't know how to get there. They didn't get the information. Well, actually, they got the information. They just didn't know how to look at it. Really, no, seriously. Right? I mean, we need to pay attention. I've had some Republicans say, you know what, I'm going to go out. I want to vote in person. Okay, well, great. That's cool. You want to vote in person. That's fine. Bob, you know where your poll is. No, no, I'll figure it out that day. No, you can't figure it out that day. This isn't like days of old where you could drive down the road in your neighborhood and you would find your polling your precinct. Doesn't work that way anymore. If you really get lost, in most cases, you can go to City Hall. There's always a place to vote at City Hall. Some of the local fire stations have it as well. But do not wait till Tuesday to start calling around to try to find out where you're voting. You can find them online. If you can't do it online, you know, again, call your neighbor. Where were you voting? Where were you going? If you're the only Republican in the community, find a Republican headquarters somewhere in the state and ask them to help you. They'll help you as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about some of the hate-filled issues going on. I wanted to use other names. On college campuses across this country. Still, today, now, talk about that on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you have spent with us and been involved with us. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, there is a lot you can do up there. I like it when you take the poll. I like it when you comment on the stories. Again, I say to you that if you want to, for any reason, you feel a little generous, help support the show, our social media outlets, not letting us really make any money anymore, you can, keyword is Gojo, or actually text the word Gojo, the word, right? Together. Gojo to 77948. That's Gojo to 77948. You can make a one-time, a continuing donation, whatever you want to do. So much appreciated. We do a lot on the show. Actually, I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you guys don't even know about. And someday maybe I will talk about it. I just hate doing that kind of stuff. You know, we have a little ministry that goes on here where we teach young people how to get the message out, how not to be afraid to get the message out. We got too many of our young people, And we have failed them. See, you got me going. We have failed them. We got a lot of our young people that should be out there speaking the truth, speaking what they believe to be truth, not being afraid of being persecuted by a teacher or anybody else for that matter. And they won't do it. They're afraid of their grade. They're afraid of what the kids are going to think. They're afraid. You can't win by being afraid. I mean, I've had people, business people say to me, oh, I got to sell this. I got to sell that. I got to be able to, you know, sell in this community. Well, too bad. I told you earlier, there was a guy in my local community, owns a bakery of a kind, and is somebody running for office, and you know, simply said, hey, it'd be neat if you had cookies that said this. It was almost a joke. But that candidate also had done some things for this person in the past. This person very much liked him. His skill was baking. So, he, you know, I'm not going to use the real name, obviously, but he, you know, had a, made a cookie and said, hey, vote for, you know, John Smith. Or, you know, we love John Smith, whatever it was. And he put the picture up on Facebook. And the loons on the left went after this guy. The hate was amazing. Now, they claim that we have hate. But the hate of going after this guy was amazing. And I do mean amazing. Right? And it was all from the left. All of it. But yet, we're the right, people on the right are the vile ones, the nasty ones. I don't know of anybody that would attack that baker for the same thing if the role was reversed. Nobody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. The, God, there's so much of this stuff. You know, under President Trump, the black prison rate is the lowest it's been in 31 years. You know, I listened to, oh, God, I want to kill myself. I listened to a portion of Joe Biden's speech today. And it is so 1950s Democrat garbage, it isn't funny. He sat down he didn't. He wouldn't be able to find the pen. But somebody sat down and wrote a speech for old Joe. There's all the platitudes of the 1950s. How the black community doesn't need to suffer anymore, as he looked at the numbers. Way too many of our young people are incarcerated. Well, you put them there. I mean, we can go the whole list. I mean, ex-President Obama, he said that President Trump took our great economy and destroyed it. How much dope is this man smoking? They have totally, in their minds, they have totally rewritten history for the 8 years that they were in office. Joe didn't believe President Trump when Joe said that Trump was putting kids in cages. Trump says the cages that you guys build. He didn't believe it. You could see it on his face. They take responsibility for nothing. Van Jones, the loving left is beating up Van Jones right now. Because he's, and he's not a Republican lover by any stretch of the imagination. Because he simply said Trump doesn't get enough credit for what he's done for the black community. It's a true statement. So now, if you're not comfortable with the truth, you don't like the truth that's being said, that's right. You shouldn't be bothered. You shouldn't say it. You shouldn't talk about it. Because we don't want people to know the truth. It may hurt the Democrat Party. Americans' imprisonment rates have dropped to the lowest it's been since 1995, led by a dive in the percentage of blacks and Hispanics sent to jail during the Trump administration. Let me say that again. Sent to jail during the Trump administration. For minorities, the focus of President Trump's First Step Act prison and criminal reform plan, the rate is the lowest it's been in years. For blacks, the imprisonment rate in state and federal prisons is the lowest it's been in 31 years. For Hispanics, it's down 24%. Across the decades from 2009 to 2019, the imprisonment rate fell 29% among black residents, 24% among Hispanic. In 2019, the imprisonment rate of black residents was the lowest it has been in 30 years. Not that hard, you know, again. They keep saying he does nothing for the blacks and Hispanics. He does nothing for these communities. And it's simply not true. And we let them get away with it. Really. We need to pipe up. We need to say something. We can't keep letting these people get away with it. They do not like to be called out. When you call them out, they get nervous, they tap dance, they stutter. And it isn't because they have a speech impediment. It's because they're nervous. They know you got them. And it's not where they want to be. You know, the Danish newspaper finally revealed what the study, actually one of the three largest studies that have gone on when it comes to masks. And because it doesn't fit the narrative, there's a problem. So why not conduct a randomized controlled trial to test whether masks work, you know, for COVID-19? Why assume such a draconian and dehumanizing mandate works as if it's an article of faith? I mean, the masks for these people are like prayer to a god. Right? Who's right? This is truly a religious belief. Just like the Democrats and Republicans. It's truly a religious belief, mostly for the Democrats. But God bless. They see in the political light, and they're walking away. Check out the Walk Away Movement. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of an apparent hack Tuesday night. The site was briefly defaced with a message stating that the site had been seized. The campaign said no important data had been exposed and that they're working with law enforcement to find the source of the hack. The site was quickly restored. Police in Philadelphia now have National Guard support as a second night of protests turns violent.
The Pennsylvania National Guard has been deployed to Philadelphia as the city struggles through a second night of violence and riots after two officers fatally shot a black man, 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. The move by Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, to activate the Guard is a departure from other Democratic governors who have been hesitant to mobilize troops amid unrest. Lieutenant Colonel Keith Hickox confirms that several hundred guardsmen are assisting local police in protecting life, property, and the right to peacefully assemble and protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. What's in real time on GCN Live? Really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved with us, that you're engaged, that you're doing something. You know? American media couldn't do this, right? American media couldn't make this happen. They wouldn't get involved, and God, if they would only, I think they won't tell the truth. See, I'm flustered. If they would only tell the truth, but they can't. They can't do it because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit their perception of reality. See, it's kind of like the problem with religious people, and I say religious for a reason. Some of you know what I mean by that. They go looking for a religion that fits them. And then when they find that religion that fits them, if you would, they will try to find things that they agree with and ignore the things they don't. You don't change religion. Religion should change you, or your relationship with God should change you. When you're sitting there reading a scripture, studying the scripture, spending time with God, whatever way you want to put it, and you find something in that scripture that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, you don't say, well, he's not talking to me, or that was 2,000 years ago. You say, oh, I'm sorry. Obviously, I shouldn't be doing that. I need to learn how to stop doing that. Whatever it is. No, we don't operate that way anymore. It's the same thing. You know, we don't like a law, we ignore it. Come on, that's the truth. And that's what the left has done with all this. They just ignore this stuff. If they don't believe it to be righteous or true from their point of view, they don't have to follow it. They don't have to deal with it. They don't have to talk about it. But a Danish paper has had it. It revealed the largest study on masks has been rejected by three medical journals, and not necessarily because the data is flawed. Right? I know I'm going to screw this up. Right? Let's see. The results have not been published. 3 months after the report's done, According to one Danish newspaper, the study has been rejected by three medical journals because the results are too controversial. Berlink, Denmark's oldest operating daily newspaper, published an article on Thursday titled Large Danish Mass Study Rejected by Three Top Journals, which finally revealed the mystery of the disappearing Danish mass studies. Everybody's been looking for these things to come out. The research behind a large, unique Danish study on the effect of wearing a mask even have great difficulty in getting the results published. That's according to the article. One of the participating professors in the study admits that the still secret research research result can be perceived as controversial. The article reveals that so far the study has been rejected by The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, and the American Medical Association Journal, or JAMA. Three of the publications have been posting much of the research on coronavirus. Now, the CDC, prior to changing its position on universal mask wearing, they previously cited 10 randomized controlled trials and showed no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of a face mask. Let me repeat that. The CDC, they changed their position with no science, mind you. Simply changed their position. Right? They had looked at 10 randomized controlled trials, and every one of the 10, not 8 out of 10, not 6 out of 10, not 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 showed that there was no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. Come on. So they keep saying we should listen to science before or after they're ridiculed, before or after they've been paid off, before or after they change their mind because of pressure. Now, the CDC and other institutions would have us believe that the coronavirus is somehow different. It operates differently. The Danes were the first to actually study the effect of large-scale universal mask wearing, specifically for the COVID-19 spread. Now, the result of the article is behind a paywall. Dr. Andrew Bostom, not Boston, but Bostom, of Brown University, he posted a translation of the text he obtained. He spoke to the newspaper. He didn't reveal why the publications felt the study was controversial, but did defend the study as an outstanding sample. You hear that? He doesn't see a problem with it. You know, he goes on to say, its size are unique in the world and proposed was once for all to try and clarify the extent which was these masks are used for. So he's sitting back going, okay, how do we get people either at ease or wearing these masks or doing what they need to be doing? Now, the study was initiated at the end of April after a grant of $5 million. Well, that's their money. It could be 12 bucks in our money. It involved as many as 6,000 Danes, half of whom had to wear masks in public over a long period of time. The other half was selected the control group. I'd like to see the effect on the lungs after 3 months of wearing these. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the effect on the deprivation of oxygen to the brain after 6 months of wearing these. Or 3 months. I don't care. Go short if you want. A large part of the test participants were employees of a particular market, supermarket. The study's size are unique in the world, and the purpose was once and for all to clarify whether masks work or they don't. Now, for some odd reason, the research is behind the study, right? They don't want to release it yet. The researchers involved told the paper the study and its size are unique in the world. The purpose was once and for all to try to clarify the extent to which the use of masks in public spaces provide protection. Now, they wouldn't divulge the results of the survey in particular. They did reveal that it included 6,000 participants and that the study began in late April and it was supposed to be published by August. Let me see, August, so we're coming up on 4 months here. It just doesn't stop. See, when money's involved, think about all the grant money they won't get if they don't comply. They don't fall into line. It's sad. I have no proof. As you guys can imagine, I read all kinds of articles all week long. I get all kinds of information from you guys all week long. And so I don't have any proof that they're actually doing this, but I believe that they have a cure for cancer. And when I say that, I'm not talking about clean, every cancer there is known to mankind, but everything I read, cancers are basically the same. Basically the same. Right? How they form, how they come about, the position that we put them in, how we feed them ourselves, or feed it, why some people are more susceptible than others. And with all the research and the billion dollars that have been spent, the money on the pills, you can't tell me we don't have something. Something that works. And yes, we know we're survival rates are up at all cancers. More and more people are able to, they take the treatment. They do whatever it is they need to do, whatever the doctor tells them to do or what they've read up on. Dr. Lamero is one that responded to a certain treatment. And matter of fact, his was experimental treatment. It was right after the president signed the Right to Try bill, which gave patients, you know, if you knew you had a chance to, look, you're going to die of cancer in 4 months, 5 months, whatever it is. And it'll be a horrible death because you won't have any hair and you're going to be in pain and you're not going to be able to breathe. And yet the government said for years, no, we haven't tested the drug. We don't want you taking it. It might kill you. Hello? So Romero took, you know, was able to sign the forms, took two different kinds of drugs that worked, and God bless, saved his life. He's still here with us. And, you know, the side effects are so minor that he was willing to put up with it. So this is why I say to you, this stuff out there, this treatment's out there, they know what they're doing, but you don't make any money that way. And it's the same thing with these masks. They know what's going on with them. We learned this in grade school, for God's sakes. You can't deprive your brain of oxygen and expect to be sharp, expect to be on it, expect not to have any damage. Joe Messina, your host, back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Yes, we are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution as a whole. You know, get involved. Head up to the website. Get a lot up there that I want you to get involved with. All right. Let me finish up the fact that, you know, we couldn't get 3 medical publications to publish anything about the true effect that masks have on people. And even the CDC, frankly, you know, backed off for a while, but then because of internal pressure, they couldn't let it hang. They couldn't let it stand, right? So they had to kind of reverse a little bit. And most of the article, again, you have to pay for it if you want to read it. Now, the researchers involved told the newspaper the study and its size are unique, and the purpose of, you know, once and for all fixing it, well, didn't kind of work out the way they thought it would. You know, after reading this, if you're a betting man, do you really think the study shows any degree of effectiveness in mask wearing against the spread of COVID? It doesn't. Remember, this is the only study of its kind. If it truly showed what the media, you know, wanted you to see, or fell in line with what the media was pushing, it would be all over the place. It's the only study of its kind. Real study. It's really a sad question to have to ask to begin with. And nobody wants to have a debate over it. Here you have scientific proof, and nobody wants to debate over it. The phobia among the political elites, they're just so afraid. And that's it. They're afraid. Not all of them anymore. We're sending some people with spines to Congress. That's cool. In July, Dr. Fauci told a group of Georgetown University students that he had no intention of conducting a controlled study. Why? Why wouldn't you? He said, if I were a betting man, I'd say the realm of possibilities likely range from no this is Fauci. He said, if I were a betting man, I'd say the realm of possibilities likely range from no effect at all to making the spread worse. But time will tell. It's just amazing, right? But the Hollywood elites know better than you. Those commercials, they know better than you. State officials, they know better than you do. Why do we follow them so blindly? Well, why do you, I should say you, I don't follow them blindly at all. Now, if you didn't believe in God before, you should now. Seriously. Because you've heard people say they're praying for Trump, praying for Trump, praying for Trump. And guess what happened? That's right, the Boston Herald formally announced that it was endorsing President Trump for re-election. 1 week from the election date. The paper described Joe Biden's platform as a risky love letter to social justice warriors. Whoa. No. Don't take another hit off the crack pipe. Listen. The Boston Herald formally endorsed President Trump for re-election 1 week from the election date. It said that Joe Biden's platform was a risky love letter to social justice warriors. And especially those who believe that capitalism is the root of all evil. Let that sink in. That is a hardcore left-wing rag. In a Tuesday endorsement penned by the editorial staff, the Herald recognized that the left's devotion has been solely to remove Trump from office. That's all it's been, by the way. We all know that. They hate him so much they don't care what he's done, good, bad, or indifferent. And if they think it's bad or smells bad, then it must be bad, right? An objective it has held since 2016, while Biden allegedly offers a return to normalcy. Whatever that is. What's normal in 2020? When they say normalcy, I don't know what that means. That means, that, you know, again, persecution of Christians? Is that kind of normalcy? Right? The drug for an abortion anytime, anywhere, anyhow, without exception, and the government pays for that too? I got to pay for your sexual promiscuity? No, thank you. Biden's platform is a risky love letter, right? They cited that Biden's plan to increase the corporate tax rate and the corresponding economic study, which concluded that the corporate tax rate hikes lead to substantial decreases in wages. When you have less money, you spend less money. And it spurred lots of businesses to move out to begin with. Herald raised concern about Biden's big government plans, which include universal pre-K, free community colleges, and climate-related initiatives. Isn't that amazing? He's also going to create a million jobs in the auto industry, of which Barack Obama said nobody has a magic wand to make that come back, right? Remember? Well, Trump got a magic wand to make it come back. But look at data released by the Congressional Budget Office. Analyzing 2017 household incomes, it showed that the top 20% of the households already pay 87% of federal income taxes. Almost 70% of all federal taxes. The top 1% of households pay an average income tax of 24%. Right? Middle America pays 20%. That's not a lot of money. I mean, in the grand scheme of things. Look, I'm okay with paying some taxes. Right, what do you think it pays for your street cleaning, maintenance, the things you see at Christmas time, you know, with the ornaments up, all that? I mean, I know it's more serious, more important, but I'm just saying to you. You know, your police departments. Biden's also pledged to create 1 million new well-paying jobs in the American automotive industry. Now, a neat trick following the massive job cuts in recent years by auto manufacturers. Now, part of the reason for those cuts can be traced to the decline in global light vehicle sales. Right? The major drops by China and India in our cars. And the global economy is really taking a wallop because, they don't tie all this stuff together. Except when they want something. When they want something or they see something to their benefit, they'll tie it all together. Most disconcerting, though, they say, is that Biden seemingly embraced of radical left ideas. He referred to Biden's platform as a potluck of agendas pushed by the far left party members. Like Bernie Sanders. Look, they all want to be part of his internal team, right? Sanders, Warren, AOC, Omar. I would love to have Omar, AOC, any one of the squad, come up on the show and ask just simple questions. Does the Constitution mean anything? Should we retain it? Should we get rid of it? Feed them the questions they would love to answer. They would get all giddy and excited about answering. You know it. Should we take all the money away from guys like Microsoft and Bill Gates? Wouldn't it be great? Just take his money. We'll turn it into 50-cent pieces. We'll run through it barefoot. What do you think? Then we'll give it out to all the poor people. Just amazing. And that whole group talks about reparations. Because we're not paying enough taxes. We're not urinating away enough taxes. And before the Chinese coronavirus strike, now this is from the Herald, from a left-wing rag, the economy was going gangbusters. Historically low unemployment. Particularly among minority communities. This is a left-wing newspaper. Never really had anything nice to say about Trump. Ultimately, the editorial staff concluded Trump seeks to put America first in every avenue, in trade, defense, and courts, and in the economy. He's what America needs right now. We need action. We need to get us back to pre-pandemic strength, not an unfeasible spending spree. Now, 4 years ago, the Herald refused to make an endorsement, instead urging readers to look deep into their own conscience, as we all will have to do. You think they were afraid to go against Hillary? Most people were, whatever. I mean, really. Anyway, look. We've got 7 days. Okay, you're going to have a lot of people voting this weekend. And do not think he's got it in the bag because you see what's happening at these events. I said it earlier, I'll say it again. Reach out to your neighbor. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to whoever you need to reach out to. Do you need a ride? Do you need help filling out your ballot? Do you know who stands for what? I mean, seriously. Give them some information. Give them something to work with. This is a fight. This is a true fight, people. This is pick up your sword and shield and helmet and fight. I'm not talking about going out the streets and killing people. It's not what I mean by any stretch. But this is not a live and let live scenario anymore. This is not they would never do that. I never forget John Kerry when he was overseas. And, they told him that Russia was invading Ukraine. And he goes, nobody does that. They're not doing that. We don't do that in today's day and age. It's where the mindset's at. Like Baghdad Bob. When the bombs were going off behind him, you could see the walls shaking that he was standing in front of. And he was talking about having the city under control, and the cowards have retreated. Well, those sound like American bombs to me, my friend. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really, seriously. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your stuff. Get out there. Not just you vote. Make sure people are voting and they know why they're voting and who they're voting for, or who they should be voting for. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Listen to the Real Side.